Listening 115. Listen and read.
Taking part in the human race. How fast can you run 100 metres? The fastest time for an 11-year-old is just under 12 seconds. That's fast. The world record is 9.58 seconds. That's really fast for a human. To put it in perspective, Usain Bolt's fastest recorded speed is about 45 kilometres per hour, although no one can run that fast for an hour. A cheetah can run at speeds of up to 112 kilometres per hour. Cheetahs are the fastest land animals in the world. But an ostrich can run at 96 kilometres per hour. And even an elephant can do 40 kilometres per hour. Born to run. The cheetah's amazing speed is due to its physical features, which are ideal for running and hunting. A cheetah's body is slim and light. It has long legs and a long tail that helps it balance. We need more oxygen when we run, and a cheetah has large lungs. It can breathe up to 150 times a minute when it is running, to get plenty of oxygen to its hard-working muscles. And the cheetah can accelerate fast owing to its claws, which are always out so that they don't slip on the ground. And also its spine, which bends to allow its back feet to overtake its front feet. Cheetahs are made for speed. What are your legs made of? Humans, on the other hand, are not speed specialists. We walk on two legs. Our feet are too big and our leg muscles are too heavy to compete with the fastest animals. Our bodies contain two types of muscle fibre: slow twitch muscle and fast twitch muscle. Slow twitch muscles move slowly, but they can keep going for a long time. Fast twitch muscles move fast, but they use up a lot of energy, and they can only work for a short time. People with lots of fast twitch muscles in their legs are good sprinters. They are good at running short distances, like the 100 metre and the 200 metre race. People with more slow twitch muscles can run for hours and are good at long races, like a marathon. That's 42 kilometres. You can train your muscles to make them stronger and make them react more quickly, but you can't change the type of muscle that you have. Like being short or tall, or having brown or blue eyes, it's in your genes. But we are getting faster. Modern athletes run faster than people did last century, and athletes are regularly breaking speed records. The strength of belief. As well as physical power, we now know more about the role of psychology in sport. The power of the mind. In the early 20th century, no one had ever run a mile, 1.6 kilometres, in less than 4 minutes. It was called the 4-minute mile barrier. People said it couldn't be done. Scientists said it was physically impossible. But on the 6th of May 1954, a young man called Roger Bannister ran a mile in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. After he broke the 4-minute mile barrier, another athlete did it a year later. Soon, other athletes started to break the barrier. They no longer thought it was impossible. They believed they could do it, and so they could. Today, a time of just under 4 minutes is standard for professional middle-distance athletes, and the record for running a mile has come down to 3 minutes and 42 seconds. It certainly wasn't impossible. Modern athletes train with psychologists, and they know that believing in themselves will help them to perform better. We can all be winners. But you don't have to be a professional athlete to be a good runner. We can all avoid eating junk food and make sure that our diet is healthy and nutritious and gives us the energy we need. We can exercise to keep our hearts healthy. The heart pumps blood around the body to supply our muscles with the oxygen they need to perform. And we can practice to get better and better at a sport. So, even if you're not the next Usain Bolt, we can all train, compete, and succeed. Have you ever heard an athlete talking about beating a PB? That stands for personal best, and it means that they have managed to run faster or jump further or do their sport better than they have ever done it before. They are competing with themselves. We can all succeed if we keep on pushing ourselves and believing in our goals. Humans will never run as fast as cheetahs. But don't worry. It's unlikely that we'll ever invite cheetahs to the Olympics.